We need more laughs on the show.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I don't know what this was about. I was so confused when I saw it at first. I was at a friend's house, and outside their bathroom, there was a hook. Kind of looked like a coat hook. Now, I was like, what is that I'm doing outside the bathroom? Like, what is the point of it here? It wasn't for a towel or anything. They had plenty of that on the inside. And so I asked his wife, I said, what's with the hook? What do you put on the hook? And she goes, oh, that's for our shirts when we go to the bathroom. I'm sorry, that's for your shirts when you go to the bathroom? She said, yes. So my the kids and her husband like to take off their shirts when they go number two in the bathroom. And obviously the first thing I thought about was Seinfeld.
What is this?
Well, I'm putting my shirt back on.
Back on? What was it doing off?
I take it off when I go to the, to the office.
Unbuttoned or all the way off?
All the way!
All the way, baby! But I didn't realize that people did that in real life. And so I want to have this conversation. If you know somebody that does this, that does the full shirt off for that type of activity, 312-946-4995. What do you do in public if that's your thing?
Yes, so my husband and his brother not only take off their shirts, but they also completely undress before they go to the bathroom.
All of it? It's all off.
All of it. At home, it is all of it.
Well, yeah, thank strange. You for clarifying at home, because if they're out at a restaurant, no. Olive Garden's like, no more breadsticks, we're full.
And I've asked that question, that if it was outside of home, what do you do?
Why? Why? What's the point?
I don't know. Maybe comfort? I don't know. Once I started dating him, it was really hard to have him come back.
Yeah, you're like, I tried to change him, couldn't do it. So you learned to live with it. Thank you for calling.
Yep.
All right, Nathan, so who in your life is the shirtless pooper?
So my wife is going to hate it, but it's me, man.
Okay, so you're the culprit. You're the person. So is this every time? Is this you're taking off the shirt, you're hanging it somewhere, you bring it in with you? What's the move here?
I'm hanging it in the door, on the door, wherever I can find access to it. I mean, now in public, it's a little different, but at the house, it's always like that.
Is it
now
different still take off your shirt and hang it somewhere else, or different like you leave your shirt on?
No, different like I take it off, but then I leave it in different places wherever I can put it down, and now my kids are starting to do it too.
So even in public, you take your shirt off?
If I can, if there's a hook or something, I do it.
Okay, can I ask why?
I mean, it's just for the comfort level, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I started doing it as a kid, and I never stopped.
Shirts just don't get in the way to me for that like that.
I guess I wear a lot of dress shirts, too, so that's kind of what it affects it,
Okay. All right, so you have to unbutton the whole thing, and oh, my God.
Yeah, man, the whole nine, bro. Yeah, I got to do it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Who knew?
It's not much better.
Vanessa, let's talk about it. You heard the story. Do you have a shirtless pooper in your life?
My husband.
Your husband does too. Okay,
yeah.
So tell me, what's the scenario here? He like goes full shirtless, full outfit. What are we doing?
No, yeah, full shirtless. I think it's a comfort thing. I don't know. I'm with you. I think it's very weird.
It's very weird to me. And the only time I would say shirtless makes sense to me is when I'm like sick, if I don't feel well and I'm like sweating and,
exactly.
Right.
That makes sense. I don't know if it's more of a guy thing, though, because I really can't picture women doing it. But I'd be curious to see how many women actually do it.
Great point. Maybe we will have to look for that later. Maybe tomorrow we'll have to look for women that do that. That's an interesting thing, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't get it. And so does he do it in public, too, in other people's houses? What is...
I've never asked. I don't think he does it in public at other people's houses. I think he actually would. I'm not sure.
He's not just takes it off. Here, honey, hold this. I'll be right back and walk to the house shirtless.
No, thank you, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling. The lines are still full. This is insane to me. Thank
right?
you.
It is.
All right, Chris, you kind of have a voice that says shirtless pooper to me. Is that true?
The only thing is, whenever I'm burning a deuce, I take my shirt off. It's like a workout. It's like doing a weight bench. Shirtless pooper.
All right, shirtless pooper. And you're apparently also getting a workout. So you're burning calories in a couple different ways, I guess.
I'm just pushing it out. Yeah.
When you went in, you were 8 pounds heavier. Weird.
Yeah.
All right, Jennifer. You have a shirtless pooper in your life, huh?
Oh, my God. I have a clothesless pooper. My brother and my son get completely naked, shoes, socks, everything.
Your brother and your son?
Yes, yes. I think it was because I made fun of my brother his whole life that my son did it, too.
Gotcha. So he's done it. Now, does your brother... I mean, it's weird that you talk about your brother being naked a little bit, but...
Yeah.
does he does this in your house, other people, you know, like other people's houses, public,
outside in the restaurants, you name it,
even in public places, he completely takes off all of his clothes to go to the bathroom?
Yes, my son does too. Shoes, socks, everything.
Ew.
I know.
Because then you're either one of two things. You're either holding all your clothes and like barefoot on the floor, or you're like
right on the right floor. They don't care. Right on the floor.
Gross. You.
Yes.
Your brother has made your son disgusting. He should.
Yes.
Let's call him.
Right.